You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
The Lord Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. Jesus brings peace with Him. He is the Prince of Peace. He wants to give you peace. But you have to receive it. We looked at last week, as many as received Him, and to them He gave them the power or the authority or the right to become children of God. If you would please turn with me, Romans chapter 5. God and sinners reconciled. Look at all the Lord Jesus has done for us. Changed our disposition, our standing with God. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you all know in here how much I love props. This one here is my favorite. Do you want to have peace with God? You see, without peace with God, you have no peace. No peace with God is like how they say in Italian, agita, stomach ache, itch that you just can't scratch. No peace with God, and your life is one of living on the edge from moment to moment. No peace, no security, no assurance, at least no blessed assurance, which is the only real type, that when you die and leave this world, that heaven's gate are going to open wide to you. Do you want that kind of peace? Now, I'm preaching to the choir here today. Maybe someone on this podcast will hear this program that doesn't have peace this Christmas. There's only one way to have it, and that is to be right with God. He's done all the work. God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to Himself. See, the world's lost track of what the real meaning of Christmas is God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to Himself. God took all the enmity away, died on the cross for our sins so that we could be friends with God. Do you want to be reconciled to God? Do you want to be won over to friendliness? Do you want to have your accounts settled in an amicable way, like a quarrel or a dispute? I mean, how amicable can God be? Seeing that He wants to forgive you of all of your sins and actually have amnesia with all of them. He wants to give you peace. He wants to give you salvation. He wants to give you eternal life. How amicable can a person be? Do you want to be brought into agreement or harmony with God? Do you want to be reconciled to God? You know, sometimes if you read in the paper, you know, you read reasons for divorce. What's that greatest reason, you know, if you see it on the dirt sheets or in a paper? See, everyone knows that, right? Irreconcilable differences. Something that just can't be worked out. There's something here in the way that just neither party can work through. This can't work it through. This one over here can't. You got a big block in the middle here. Can't be worked through. Irreconcilable. We can't work this out. Therefore, we're parting company and going our own ways. You see, not so with God. There is no irreconcilable difference with God. Nothing is irreconcilable to God, no matter what it is, no matter what you've done. There is nothing, no sin that you could have committed that God can't reconcile and that the blood of Jesus Christ can't obliterate. Nothing. Regardless of what, you know, Satan might whisper in your ear, there is no sin unreconcilable. Unreconcilable. Ask me again a week after I've gone to sleep on a Saturday night and I'll say that one right. Still, the point is, there's nothing that you've done that you can't be forgiven of if it's on your heart. Because blasphemy of the Holy Spirit won't be on your heart. You can't commit that today. Do you want to be reconciled to God? There's nothing that you've done that he can't forgive you of. But there's only one way. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. The true meaning of Christmas is to have peace with God, that God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself by dying in our place on the cross. Having been justified, the Greek word there is dikaios, legal term, stolen right out of the Greek courtroom. God hears your case. For instance, let's say it this way. Let's say here it is, it's in heaven. Next case, 2 o'clock today will be God versus Howard. Ron, that is. Okay, 2 o'clock, that's your trial. God versus Howard. God versus Howard. Saturday, 2 o'clock. Please attend. You think that's crazy? 2 Corinthians 5:10. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one will give an account of the things done in the body, whether good or bad. You're all, and me, are all going to stand before him. God versus Howard, God versus Esposito. I'll be first. I'll be ahead of everyone here. Let not many of you become teachers, knowing you will receive a stricter judgment, says in James 3:1. I'll stand before everyone here. God versus Howard. He considers the evidence as presented by the prosecutor. And remember, Romans 3:22 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you know what the sin is? It's coming short of his glory. For all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. Just coming short of his glory is the sin. 6:23 in Romans says, and the wages of sin is death. How are you going to stand before him? Satan himself is the prosecutor. Yeah, let me read this, what I wrote before. The glory of God itself is the benchmark, what we strive to attain. So just coming short of it is the sin. Satan himself is the prosecutor. Do you ever wonder what Satan does in his spare time? Wonder no more. Revelation 12:10. It says, I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accuses them before God day and night, has been cast out of heaven. Look at that. Day and night. Day and night. Day and night. What does Satan do in his spare time? Accuse you of your sins before God. That's what he does. You know, I believe this is the only truth that the devil ever speaks, is your sins. That's the one time he doesn't have to lie. Your sins. He needs not to lie. He can just speak the truth. Then God will hear from your defense attorney. That is, you do have one, right? Have you hired one? Don't be like those crazy Muslims who defend themselves or anyone else who's going to stand before God without a defense attorney. You can't win a case without having one, without having the right one, without having the only one. 1 John 2:1 says, little children, these things I write to you so that you might not sin. But if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins. That is, he paid the price. That's what that big word means. Propitiation means a sacrifice that God accepts, is what that word means. Halasmos, the word actually means mercy seat, the same mercy seat over the ark. He himself is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the whole world. So guess what the word advocate means? Yep. Defense attorney. In Greek, the word paraclete, that's what it means. Paraclete, the word cleat means to call. The word para means alongside. In other words, I wish I knew how to whistle. Woo, Lord, come on over here. Called in alongside. It's a proper name of the Holy Spirit, too. Called in alongside. That's what the word paraclete is. It's the official term for a lawyer, for an attorney. We have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's never lost a case. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the righteous. And he's offering you the very same opportunity today to be as righteous as he is. Having been justified, that's what the word means, justified. The word justified and righteous in English are the same Greek word. Having been justified or righteous by faith, we have peace with God. So when you call on the name of the Lord, receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, as the text says, justified by faith, God then slams down his gavel and pronounces over you in front of the devil, in front of Jesus Christ, your defense attorney, in front of these multitude of heavenly angels who saw this day coming, God slams down that gavel and says, not guilty. That's what Christmas is all about. God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their sins against them. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And that, not needed anymore. Would you like that? Is God speaking to you today? Now, you all got to bear with me here. Everyone here is a Christian. I prepare every week as if I've been praying every week that God would send someone here that's not reconciled. Message was given. I think some people are going to find out after they die that every provision was made for them. Maybe there's 200 people that were supposed to be here today that didn't come here today. Message was given. How can I get right with God? What's Christmas all about? What does the word reconcile mean? How can I have peace in this world? You know, people try to do anything for peace, right? They divorce their wife. They get a perm. They buy a boat. They do all crazy things to try to get peace. And you can't get it that way. There's only one way to do it. Get on your knees and receive Jesus Christ. That's the only way to have it. That's the true message of Christmas. All that's required of you is to say, I believe.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web